السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم.
علماء کرام, most respected brothers, also our sisters listening over receivers, as you are aware that I have just returned from Karachi, where resides my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum Arif Billah. I explained to you some time back that what is the purpose of going, because people sometimes want to know why does he go there, what is the need to go there, what do you gain when you go to such kind of people. Well, to put it very, very simply, I was explaining to some brothers that we all know that we get in this world gold mines, silver mines, diamond mines, all kinds of mines we get. And a person has to dig very, very deep into those mines to bring out that diamond, to bring out that gold, to bring out that silver. Stones we get everywhere. On the pavements we get enough stones. In our backyards we get enough stones. In the quarries we get enough stones. Throughout the world we find stones. This whole building is made of stones. But we don't find such security for the stones of this building as we find security for diamond mines, gold mines, silver mines. There's a great effort that is made to go deep down there and bring out that gold, bring out that silver. Then we have the oysters deep down in the ocean, and they've got pearls in them. Now look at the divers, they go deep down to bring out those pearls from those oysters. So anything that is of great value, it is not found in abundance. You don't find it on the streets, you don't find it in the yards and in the grounds and in the quarries. For that you have to dig deep. Now we haven't got that kind of spiritual power to dig very, very deep and bring out those pearls and those diamonds. ND253761, Toyota Hilux, 253761, remove your car. Now we know all of our spirituality, of what level it is. One breeze blows and our spirituality is gone. All our great, great claims of taqwa are gone in just one breeze of sin. One breeze of temptation and everything is gone. That example again, if it comes to mind, I'm going to repeat. That we were at the park one morning, breathing in the oxygen which Allah Ta'ala has provided. Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala we see all around. Scientifically also we are told that these leaves of the trees, They give carbon dioxide at night and they give oxygen in the morning. Now look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat. Who informs every leaf of every tree? The whole night you are producing carbon dioxide, now produce oxygen. Look at the switchover. Look at the switchover. In a factory, in an industry, just the switchover of this night staff to day staff. Everyone doesn't get the message in a hurry. Someone is sitting in the toilet, somebody is smoking outside, and he doesn't get the message. Announcements are made all the time in the world. Presidents are making announcements, kings are making announcements, everybody is making announcements. It doesn't reach everybody. Here every leaf of the tree gets that message that now you must start producing oxygen. Photosynthesis and all that, they will explain how it works. But who is it that is causing that change to come about? And Allah Ta'ala is providing to us for free. Go to the hospitals and see what is the cost. We don't appreciate any ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala until it is snatched away. Allah Ta'ala must protect our ni'mats and the ni'mats of the people of the world. But that is our condition. Just take that one ni'mat of the eye. I was talking there in Karachi. I said, look at this one ni'mat of the eye. Take a person that is born blind. Of course, we are not discussing about the great virtues and the great rewards and what Allah Ta'ala gives to those people who are deprived of physical sight. What great, great rewards there are for them in this world and in the hereafter. That is a different thing. We are not discussing that. We are just talking about the difficulty that the blind person faces. That blind person has got absolutely no idea of the rainbow colors. You tell him blue, red, green, yellow, to him it's nothing. He hasn't seen any difference. He can't make out any difference. To him all colors are the same. You ask the person that what building is this, what building is that, he hasn't seen the building. That blind person hasn't seen the face of his father, hasn't seen the face of his mother. And if he is married, he hasn't even seen the face of his wife. And if he has children, he hasn't even seen the faces of those children. You tell him this is the Quran Sharif, he can't see the letters of the Quran Sharif. You take him to Baytullah Sharif and say, I will hold your hands and make you make the tawaf and make you make Safa Marwa. The person will make the tawaf, will make the Safa Marwa, but deep down in the heart he will say, oh Allah, how I wish I also had sight so that I could see your holy house. You take him to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and you say that this is Hajj now. There are millions of people that have gathered here. The only thing he knows is that if somebody bumps him, then he knows that there's somebody that's there. Otherwise, he doesn't know what is happening. Take him to Madina Sharif and tell him that is the Rosa of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the green dome which we can now see from a distance. The person will raise his gaze, but there's no sight in it. He will say, I don't know what you're talking about. You take him right into Riyazul Jannah and you say, this is Riyazul Jannah. And this is the green gate around. And inside there is the Rosa Mubarak. The person will say, oh Allah, how I wish I had sight. You tell the person to drive a car, he cannot drive a car. One ni'mat, the eye. And what do we use that sight for? How much of haram gazing we do with that one ni'mat which is priceless. You can't put a value on it. But we don't appreciate it because we've got it. Therefore, sometimes it is TV, sometimes it's movies, sometimes Hollywood, sometimes it's Bollywood, sometimes it's this film actress, and sometimes that film actress, and sometimes this film actor, and that film actor. And sometimes it's porn sites on the internet, and sometimes it's other filthy, filthy pictures that we are watching in magazines and in newspapers. At the end of the day, just take a hisab kitab, make a record of only the sins of the eyes that we have committed. And wallah, we will say that we were not worthy of living in this world. Allah Ta'ala would have destroyed us by now.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے, جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. Oh, my beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, which ko dono jahan de, give me the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. I acknowledge, oh my beloved Allah, that I am mustahiq of your ghazab. I am deserving of your anger and your wrath. And all of us should think like that. As I said, if we just make hisab kitab of that once, great ni'mat, the sight, that will be our condition. What about all the other sins which commit day and night? How much of azab we are deserving of. But yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in His mercy, in His kindness, in His generosity, in His tolerance, He keeps on giving us food and drink and air to breathe, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. The sun still rises and gives us its warmth. And how much of things we use the sun for now, all the solar heating systems and everything else. Every ni'mat Allah Ta'ala still gives. So that this banda of mine, after making use of all those ni'mats, at least he will use a little bit of the aqal that I have given him and say that I should not be rebellious. I should not be rebellious. I should not be confronting that Allah and opposing that Allah who Himself gave me all these ni'mats. Ya Rab Karam se apne to dono jahan de. So I was saying that, yes, we came back on track. I was saying that that is the purpose of going to these great, great mashayikh. That is the purpose. That we don't have a heart in which there's gems. Hearts which have got gold, silver, diamonds, pearls, rubies. Anything that you can think of. In fact, pearls, diamonds, rubies and gems will one day vanish. Either we will leave it and go or they will leave us and go. Something will happen in the person's lifetime. And those diamonds of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they will come into the heart, they will remain there. And they will take the person into Jannat. And Jannat is far away. Mana ke meer gulshane Jannat to dur hai. Harif hai magar dil mein khaliq Jannat liye hua hai. O meer, I know that the gardens of Jannat are far away. The person will have to live in this world as a Muslim mu'min, die as a Muslim mu'min, give hisab kitab, answer the munkar nakir, cross the pul sirat, then somehow we may reach Jannat. But the arif of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he's got the khaliq, the creator of the jannat in his heart. So these people, they have made that effort. They've gone deep down into the ocean of marifat. And they have filled their hearts with the pearls and gems and diamonds of the marifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the muhabbat of Allah ta'ala. And it is so overfilled in their hearts that from their eyes, noor is generated. When they speak, the words are no more empty words. There's no shortage of ilm in this world today. Knowledge, there's an explosion of knowledge. Take the computer and see what's on the computer. Bukhari Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Abu Dawud Sharif, Tafasir of the Quran Sharif, Hidayah, and so many, many, many lectures and bayans and everything else. But where do you find those people who have got the amal on that knowledge? So the hearts of these awliya-e-kiram are reservoirs of ikhlas, sincerity, reservoirs of taqwa, reservoirs of tawazu, reservoirs of qanaat, humility, contentment, sabr, shukr. They are reservoirs of it. Therefore, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says that we believe in bad nazar, Quickly we run to the Maulana Saab, give some taweez, child got nazar, this one got nazar, 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 everybody is worried about nazar. So indeed it is a haqiqat and reality, we all believe in bad nazar. So he says, then what about the good nazar? If we believe in bad nazar, then what about the good nazar? Kaifa nazrul arifin, then what about the nazar of the arifin? Which will make the kuffar into mu'min, which will make the fasiq into a good Muslim. So what about the nazar of the arifin? So this is the purpose of going there. As I always say, we go to recharge our batteries. Our spiritual batteries have become flat. And in fact, dead. When Allah Wala was told, Hazrat, our hearts have gone to sleep. So he said, it's not gone to sleep, it's gone dead. Because if it's gone to sleep, a sleeping person, if you shake, he'll get up. But here, no matter how much I'm trying to shake you all and get you all up, but you're not getting up. So it shows that the heart is dead. As a Shah Ataullah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody asked him, kya murde sunte hai? In the qabr, the murdas, the dead people, kya wo sunte hai? That if you go there and stand and read, do they listen? So he said, ye chodo ke wo sunte hai ke nahi sunte. Main itne saal se bayan karta hoon, meri baat to zinda nahi sunte. Murde ki sunne ki kya baat kar rahe ho, zinda nahi sunte. Even those who are alive and kicking, they're not listening to what I'm telling them. That's a different thing about whether you stand there, what happens. But I'm talking about, he said, I'm giving so much of bayans, even the living ones are not getting up and not listening. So therefore, when we believe in hypnotism, we believe in mesmerism, we believe in mental telepathy, we believe in so many of these things. But when it comes to the nazar of this arifin, then we have doubts. We say, how can they generate nur? How can you have a connection from heart to heart? Apni, apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Nigahe wali ki ye taaseer dekhi, badalte hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. That is the effect we saw in the nigah and in the gaze of these awliya-e-kiram, that we found the people's lives changing. Now we say, how can that be from heart to heart, heart to heart? Now look at the computers. There's one computer here, and can be 1 million computers in the world. If the connection is right, then it can transfer, immediate transfer. We believe in transfer. Did anybody see one computer flying from here over his head and going and connecting somewhere else? But we say the information transferred. How did it transfer? I didn't see anything going from one computer. When we feed our paper into the fax machine, that I never saw with my eyes. If you have seen it, must inform me. That paper then flies from the computer, goes above your heads and above everybody's heads, and takes a flight somewhere and then goes and lands on the desk of that person that you have sent it to. Here we feed it and the paper is still here, and we say the person received the message there. So if you believe in all this type of technology, then what about the transfer from heart to heart technology of the awliya-i-kiram? What there has to be, that how the person digs deep into those minds. Like that with azmat, muhabbat and aqidat, these three things. The person must have aqidat, he must have azmat and muhabbat. He must truly believe. Of course, the person has to make the correct choice. Because these days in everything we find bogus and fake. But if that Allah Wala is indeed an Allah Wala, so then that aqidat, muhabbat and azmat, then it means we are digging now into that heart and we are pulling from there those diamonds and those pearls. And then the whole purpose of that is ita'at. I always give that example that if a car is stuck and it is battery is flat, then we'll call another person who's got his battery fully charged and will say, right, you start, but there'll be a connection of those cables. But after that, you will have to rev your own car and drive off. You will say, right, your engine started, now drive. Move it fast on the road and charge that battery now. If the person says, well, battery got charged, so let me remain here now. So he'll go flat again. So this is why we go there. We can't understand it. It's not something that we can explain in words. There are lots of things we can't explain in words, what comes into the heart. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat and the love of Allah comes into my heart, vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description of that fragrance and that muhabbat that has come into my heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us a taste of it. We must not remain all our lives like that worm that was told that on this tree is a beautiful grape, very, very juicy grape. You have heard this many times. Let us make it a haqiqat. This is a majlis of zikr. We are not going into any other discussion. So that worm set out for the juicy grape, but when it landed on the green leaf, then it thought that this was the juicy grape. Whiled away its time, spent its time on the leaf until it died on the leaf. If only that stupid worm had gone a little further and tasted the juicy grape, it wouldn't have come back to the green leaf. Like that, we are thinking that the television, all the haram programs there, the drugs, the cinemas, the theaters, the casinos, the discos, the porn sites, all this is that juicy grape. Yet we are only on the leaf. So we while away our time, and then suddenly the angel of death comes and squeezes that soul out of the bodies, then we make, hi, hi, where did I waste my time? Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri. Faqeeri se kuch kaam ban jayega. Nobody has taken anything from this world. You must make use of the ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given. Nobody says must not make use. The person has got wealth. Well, first of all, earn it halal, then spend it correctly. Then take care of the widows, poor, needy, orphans, destitute. Use it for yourself, for the children. If a person is driving a good car, living in a good home within reasonable limits, then nobody stops. Only thing is that don't be rebellious. Don't disobey that very Allah who has given all these ni'mats. That's all. So when we go into the company of these mashayikh, we learn how to live in this world and how to die. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat meri zindagi ka haasil, meri zeest ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, use aa gaya hai jeena, use aa gaya hai marna. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. Look at the balance. He says, کسی اہل دل کی صحبت. He's not saying only come to حکیم اختر. He says, کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر. If any person has been fortunate to get the company of any pious and righteous person in the world, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. Then he'll learn how to live and how to die. I mentioned to Hazrat, I said, in my life, I never heard those words that you use. I studied, alhamdulillah, I said, 7 years in Darul Uloom. But those words, dard-e-dil, khoon-e-arzu, tamannao ka khoon, daag-e-hasrat, now these words we never heard of. It can only come out from the heart of an arif of Allah Ta'ala. The person of real ashiq of Allah. I will conclude. Says, داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہے تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے. داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہے تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہے. داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہے تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل کو بچانے میں میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے. We have to make high, but let go, distance ourselves from everything displeasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. نماز روزہ زکوٰۃ حج اپون حج عمرہ اپون عمرہ تلاوت آف دا قرآن شریف تراوی اینڈ چیریٹیز دیٹ ایوری مسلم کین ڈو اٹ نو اسپیشلٹی آف دا اولیاء کرام دے ول میک اٹ ٹو اینڈ ایوری مسلم کین میک نماز ٹو گیو زکوٰۃ اینڈ فاسٹ دا اسپیشلٹی سم تھنگ ویری ڈسٹنگوشنگ ان دیئر لائف از داغ حسرت سم تھنگ دیٹ از ویری ڈسٹنگوشنگ ان دیئر لائف is their swallowing up of the khoon-e arzu, that they don't displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The desires will come, the taqazas will come, but they distance themselves from those taqazas. For temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. Person will cry in this world, cry in the qabar, and cry in the akhirah. So they teach us a very balanced life, normal life, no extremism at all. It's not that the person will take tasbih and read all day or sit in the masjid all day or go on the mountain top or in the jungle or go dig up one grave and sleep in there a couple of days. Nothing like that. Normal life. But he will discipline himself. Then he will find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when those pearls will come into his heart, then he will look after it. He doesn't want anybody to snatch it away. Any friends or anybody now who wants to take him on the wrong direction, he will distance himself. He'll say, this person is a chor, he's a daku, he's a burglar, he's a hijacker. How we run far from them. Like that, this person will then run far from nafs and shaitan. But first, the taste we must get. Words is not sufficient. The taste of that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Once it comes in the heart, you will find the life changing. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu har waqt zikr o fikr main tere mast rahu sarshar rahu hosh rahe na مجھ کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا. Allah, I know we are full of sins, full of vices and evils. Par kaha jaye tera banda, but where do we go? Which other door can we tap? Tere dar par tera banda, ba ummeede karam aaya. We have come to your door, for you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. You are the most forgiving, my beloved Allah. You dearly love forgiveness. Your compassion, your mercy, your kindness, your forgiveness has got no limits and boundaries. Therefore we have come back to you by Allah. We found no peace and happiness in sins and a life of disobedience. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بہ امید کرم آیا, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ دے کرم آیا.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. My beloved Allah, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, thy Kareem Allah, 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 Allah. My beloved Allah, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of this earth. Day and night we have disobeyed you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. دن رات ہم گناہ کرتے رہے کرتے رہے کرتے رہے. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. There is no other door that we can tap for forgiveness besides your door. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us.
Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, we have gained nothing in sins except restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. My beloved Allah, bless us with hearts that you give to your walis. Bless us with hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu set out with a sword to assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. You blessed him with hidayat. He rests, my beloved Allah, in the rosa of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. So many sahabas, they came from backgrounds of kufr and shirk. So many of them were from the munafiqeen, so many from the Jews and Christians. You blessed them with hidayat, and they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the same powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts, my beloved Allah, with the ishq of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. My beloved Allah, give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. We cannot survive even a single second without your support. My beloved Allah, we use your bounties, your gifts, your ni'mats for your disobedience. The great bounties of sight, of hearing, of speech, hands and feet, heart and mind we use for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah besides you, he would have destroyed us by now. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishments, but you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins. Change the condition of our hearts. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahad de, jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. How loving you are, how compassionate you are, how merciful you are, how forgiving you are, how generous and kind you are. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Bless us all with good health, physical and spiritual. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time.